This story is read by John Macduff. Private George Copeland Barclay, service number 21179 of the Argyll and Southern Highlanders, previously of the Army Pay Corps. George Copeland Barclay was born on the 15th of August 1886 in Edinburgh to Alexander and Wilhelmina Barclay, who had married in Edinburgh in 1882. George was the third of six children, and the family lived in the Newington district of Edinburgh. His father was a jeweller, but sadly he died in 1906, aged 60. By the time of the 1911 census, George was a cashier in the Marine Gardens, Edinburgh. George married Margaret Ann Harper Lamb in Edinburgh on the 27th of March 1915. They had two children. Margaret Ann Harper was born in Scone on the 26th of January 1916, and George Copeland, who was born on the 25th of October 1917, 3 months after his father died. In January 1915, shortly before his marriage, George had attested in Perth and joined the Army Pay Corps. He was a temporary corporal. He gave his address as 28 Canole Street, Perth. In February 1917, George enlisted with the Argyll and Southern Highlanders. There does not appear to be any documented evidence of why or when George left the Army Pay Corps. However, on re-enlistment, he stated his profession was secretary to a limited liability company. He was transferred to the 42nd Training Reserve in preparation for service overseas, and on the 8th of June 1917, he joined the 4th Battalion of the Argyll and Southern Highlanders as a private. George left Folkestone on the 20th of July 1917 for Boulogne and was based at the 19th Infantry Base Depot in Etaples. This was a holding camp for men arriving from the UK. He continued his training here while waiting for his posting to his unit. On the 6th of August 1917, he joined his unit, the 11th Battalion of the Argylls, which at the time was in Ypres, preparing for the Ypres offensive. The following is an extract from the war diary of Toronto Camp, where George's battalion were stationed. 26th to 27th of August 1917. The battalion reorganising, resting, refitting in camp. Morning. Battalion organised into two corps for coming operation. The 1st Storming Company under Captain Cameron, the 2nd Consolidating Company under Captain Wilson. Every man in the regiment is to be in the line. We made a practice attack on a practice position. The afternoon. Issuing out of equipment, bombs, etc. At 6:15 p.m, battalion marched out, 13 officers. Entrained at Brandhawk and ran to the asylum Ypres. Rain began just on arrival and soaked everyone before the guides were met in Cambridge Trench. Headquarters Company and Storming Company went up Fraser-Tay Road and took over the reserve line near Bill Cottage. Consolidating Company got guides and went up to take over the front line just in front of Low Farm. Night was quiet. Battalion headquarters at Bill Cottage. Rain continued. 4 a.m. Relay reporting completed. There is rain and a gale blowing. Arrangements for show rather complicated, as zero is to be 8 p.m. This means getting everyone in position the night before. Also, all ammunition, 2 days' water, 2 days' rations, etc. About 6 p.m., all orders changed. Instead of a bombardment and a rush, the army commander orders a slow-moving barrage. Rain continued until ground was sodden, and at 8:10 the order "all off" arrived, not unexpectedly. The 61st Division on the left were now attacking at 1:55 under steady barrage. At 6 p.m. there was an intense bombardment of division just south of railway. One communication all smashed. Rain ceased late at night. Heard the 61st Division had come back to their original line, approximately. George was injured by a gunshot wound to the knee on the 26th of August 1917. He was taken to No. 5 General Hospital at Rouen, where his leg was amputated. During World War I, Commonwealth camps and hospitals were stationed on the southern outskirts of Rouen. Almost all the hospitals remained there for practically the whole of the war. George Copeland Barclay died the following day, the 27th of August 1917, as the result of his wound. This was 15 days past his 31st birthday. He was laid to rest in the St. Sever Cemetery Extension, Rouen, in Block P, Plot 2, Row H, Grave 2A. His headstone is inscribed with the words, "Thy will be done." George was awarded the Victory and British War Medals, which were sent to his wife. We will remember them.